This station for Nancy Smith, S-M-I-T-H, July 10, 53. Address is a letter to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, 89-5-A-3-1914. Dear Nikki, consultation for Mrs. Smith with low sodium concentration. Already documented for a year or longer. 6 months ago, March, HCTC was discontinued and she was instructed to follow a very low fluid intake. She says only 22 ounces a day. Sodium has corrected, but it's very difficult for her to keep this level as she is thirsty all the time. She also has problems of dyspnea on activity, like walking, has not required any oxygen, denies any cough or sputum production, North apnea PND, no sleep apnea, weight and appetite stable, does not eat much of meat sources, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood, no edema, claudication symptoms, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose, gums, excuse me, some bruises of the skin, no skin rash, no bleeding, nose, gums, no fever, no headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history for hypertension on treatment, hyperlipidemia, incidental findings of atrial, septal aneurysm, and patent foramen ovale, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, prior history of primary hyperparathyroidism requiring surgery, hypothyroidism on treatment, skin cancer right-sided of the nose, and also right leg. Next paragraph, no history of event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, no history of coronary artery disease, CHF, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no diabetes, no chronic liver disease, gout, pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including a number of EGD colonoscopies, incidental hiatal hernia, tonsils adenoids, hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries, benign condition, parathyroid surgery. She doesn't know how many glands we move, probably one. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, pressing medications, Eliquis, metoprolol, Norvasc, thyroid replacement, Fosamax, Lisinopril, Lipitor, Allegra, Pepcid, Vinofiber of the HCTC, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing or pass. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight of 161 pounds, height 67 inches, blood pressure 98-60, repeat, that's by the nurse, repeat by myself, 160 over 76 on the left, 68 over 74 on the right. A number of moles on the skin, no skin rash, no respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3, attentive, normal eyes, nose, speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses prior parathyroid surgery, no carotid bruise, JVD, lungs cardiovascular within normal limits, no palpable liver spleen, no ascites masses, no edema or focal neurological deficits. Next paragraph, sodium has returned to normal, 138, 139 for the last three numbers, but previously was running 129 to 134. Has a very low BUN and creatinine, 18 and 0.4, suggestive poor meat intake, a normal potassium acid base, a normal calcium, normal GFR better than 60. During analysis, shows an osmolality of 450. urine sodium in a 24-hour collection was 206, which is high. No monoclonal protein on protein electrophoresis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hyponatremia, hypoosmolality, looks to me probably related to poor oral intake of solutes, S-O-L-U-T-E-S, specifically animal protein. Urine osmolality is high, but low BUN and creatinine, no albumin available. I'm going to liberalize the fluid intake to 30 ounces. She's going to try to, in each meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, to add some source of protein like eggs, cheese, or similar. We will recheck new chemistries in 2-3 weeks under this regimen. We'll see if we can keep the low sodium control without causing significant quality of life issues, as she is extremely restricted fluids, feeling thirsty all the time. I want to mention that there is no evidence of hypovolemia or volume overload, and a prior echocardiogram a couple of years back, normal ejection fraction, although at that time there was mild degree of tricuspid regurgitation. All questions answered. We'll follow with you. End of dictation.